From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. On his first foreign trip since taking office, President Barack Obama met today with Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Hadley. The two men talked about a variety of issues, ranging from the war in Afghanistan to the current state of the economy. At a news conference in Ottawa, Mr. Obama thanked his host and said there are already some areas the two nations have agreed to work on.
The Prime Minister and I discussed our respective plans to create jobs and lay a foundation for growth, the work that's being done by this government to stimulate the economy on this side of the border is welcomed, and we expect that we can take actions in concert to strengthen the auto industry as well.
Mr. Obama also said he wants to begin talks to add enforceable labor and environmental provisions to NAFTA. Canada, the U.S.'s largest trading partner, has been somewhat leery of changes to the deal. FBI officials have served civil papers on Texas billionaire Alan Stanford without arresting him. Stanford was reportedly found in Virginia by special agents. Meanwhile, banking regulators in Latin America and the Caribbean have been rushing to contain a panic following allegations that Stanford defrauded clients to the tune of at least $9 billion. The government of Venezuela today took over a bank run by Stanford after customers made a run on deposits. Stanford is reported to have been located in the Fredericksburg, Virginia area. According to the Labor Department, the number of people filing new unemployment claims topped 600,000 last week, and overall, the number of people who remain in need of help reached a record high. NPR's Kate Davidson has more.
627,000. That's how many people filed new unemployment claims last week, the same number as the week before. Though that number remained steady, it also remained large, hovering close to a 26-year high. Meanwhile, a surge of people stayed on the unemployment rolls through the first week of February, breaking all previously available records. Close to 5 million people continued to draw unemployment benefits. The new figures come a day after the Federal Reserve released its projections for the year, anticipating an unemployment rate around 8.5%. Fed leaders said unemployment would remain high through at least 2011. Kate Davidson, NPR News, Washington.
9 days after Israel's national elections, majority of parliament members say Benjamin Netanyahu should be the next prime minister. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The head of the centrist Kadima party, Tzipi Livni, today told party members that Israel is heading toward an extreme right-wing government headed by Benjamin Netanyahu. She said, quote, "This is not our way, and there is nothing for us in such a government," signaling her intention to lead Kadima into opposition. Kadima actually won one more seat than Netanyahu's Likud, but cannot put together a government. Today, 65 Israeli parliament members asked President Shimon Peres to choose Netanyahu to form a government. Netanyahu would prefer a broader-based government with Kadima and the third-largest party, Yisrael Beiteinu, but he has said he will also govern with a narrower coalition. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
This is NPR. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said today the announcement by the government of Kyrgyzstan that it's voted to evict the U.S. from a key military base may not mean an immediate pullout. Gates said the U.S. would still be willing to consider paying higher rent for the Manas Air Base, which is used to resupply U.S. troops in Afghanistan. However, Gates also said the base is not irreplaceable and the talks are underway with other nations about getting supplies into the country. There are continuing protests and expressions of outrage over a cartoon published Wednesday in the New York Post. About 200 activists chanted outside the newspaper's Manhattan offices, vowing they'll be back tomorrow. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The cartoon showed two police officers, one having just shot a gun killing a chimpanzee, a reference to a 200-pound chimpanzee recently shot in Connecticut. But inside the cartoon bubble, one officer says to the other, they'll have to find someone else to write the next stimulus bill, clearly linking President Barack Obama to a chimp. Many, including New York Governor David Paterson, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, say the cartoon has a racial subtext. There is a long history of racist imagery equating blacks with monkeys and chimps. The New York Post has defended the cartoon as a clear parody of the political process and has stood by the work. Activist Al Sharpton said at the New York City protest, "I guess they thought we were chimpanzees. They will find out we are lions." Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Officials in Georgia now say last night's bad weather, which included reported tornado sightings, high winds, and large hail, claimed at least one life and left more than a dozen others injured. Emergency officials says in one county alone, as many as 100 structures were damaged. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 89 points today to close at 7,466. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.